desire function in my brain, and say Clint Eastwood got knocked on the head, and he woke up and we looked at each other. Next thing you know, we'd be leasing that Calorama apartment with loft and dining nook in the kitchen. And every morning, he'd wake up gruff and unshaven, looking grisly, but I'd be all prim and proper in my teddy. I'd probably hop around and sing to the guy, you know? Something like this. It had to be you. It had to be you. No other guy makes me so high. It had to be you. Oh, how my heart thumps. Oh, how my skin bumps. I like the motion of your hips during the humps. La-da-da-da-da. It just had to be you. It had to be you. Oh, you can be sure. I love your soup du jour. It had to be you. I know that you think I am a twerp, but you love it when I start to slurp. It had to be you. Had to be you. Oh, had to be you. Wa-da-da-da-da.
Knock off the singing, punk.
Oh, come on, Clint. Why are you always waking up so grumpy? Come on, Grumpy. Grumpy, I'll tickle you. Who's got a tickly spot? Who's got a tickly spot? Ouch!
I'll break your wrist, punk. Stop it.
All right, Clint. Me and old meanie. Meanie. How about some breakfast, huh? Nice little brekkie.
I'm not hungry, punk. Just shut up.
Come on, Clinton. You can't go out on 211s in progress if you don't have anything in your stomach. Let's see. How about some, you know, you can eat something light. We'll put some cream cheese on a cracker, huh? That'll just give you a little something.
What kind of crackers you got, punk?
Well, let me see here. They're down here in the cupboard. Well, I tell you what, we could put it on a saltine or a Ritz or a...